And then he'll be here next week. He'll be here Sunday with his family. They'll begin their moving process. So that's Dally. And then Chris, and I don't know, do you have to go to break or anything before we get to Chris?
No, go ahead. No.
And then with Brooksy, I wanted a guy that had a really good recruiting network in an area. At least one guy that had a really good, and Dallas has the USHL and Minnesota covered extensively. So he's going to give us a real good footprint in that area in recruiting. And he's going to do a lot of recruiting, and he's going to be a young guy that we're going to bring along in the coaching aspect. And then the next thing I wanted was a guy that could really coach, that could really get into it, and you could just hand things to you. Hey, take the power play. Let's go with it, like Mel did with me. I wanted, and when you said, did you want a guy like you? I wanted a guy like me that I could just, you know, like I think I was for Walt, like I was for Mel, that could just be handed things and said, okay, this is, you know, Joey, do the penalty kill. We're last in the country. It's yours. Do whatever you want with it. Get it to work. I want a guy that I can do that with. And Chris Brooks, if anybody's read his resume, first of all, he's a great person. But if you read his resume, I mean, he can coach. He can recruit. He was a really good recruiter when he was at Western for 9 years as an assistant coach. When Jeff Blaschel went in, he brought his own guys in, which is what people do. He brought in Rob Fock and Pat Furschweiler, and then Brooksy went and coached pro in the Central League for 3 years, was a head coach, did a good job down in, I believe, in Rio is where he was at, and then he went to Stevens Point and built that into a perennial power 3 times in the Final Four and won the championship a couple years ago. So he can coach, and he's a great person. He's constantly on the ice, even right now, running hockey schools and things like that and clinics and doing individual stuff. So he loves to work with players.
Seems like just from watching or reading about him and listening to you talk, he's really the perfect combination of an X's and O's guy and yet a guy that can relate to any situation.
Yeah, he's exactly
you know, it's not robotic, but still so smart with the game.
Yeah, and I think he's got a mindset of how he wants to play, and we talked, you know, about styles and things like that, and he's an offensive guy. He wants to score goals and he wants to shut down defensively. I mean, he's getting inducted this year into the Western Michigan Hall of Fame. He's a 180 something point career guy in college hockey and scoring. He has great pedigree when he was a player in pro hockey, and he's translated that into being a very good college coach. So I'm really excited about, I think the way that we have to do it here, I know the way we have to do it here. I've been around the UP long enough at various schools to know that we have to recruit a certain type of athlete, and those guys have to get better. They have to be Reed Sturrows. They have to be Mike Neville. They have to be, you know, Shane Hanna. They have to get better. Every year builds on the last year. They need to get better. And we were able to bring in guys here. The administration was great in supporting it. Active in supporting it, researching the guys that I brought forward, making sure that they thought they were the right fit and things like that. So it was a team effort in how we went about the process. Did I want a tech guy? Absolutely. I wanted a Michigan Tech guy if we could find a Michigan Tech guy. But I hope respectfully people understand, first and foremost, I wanted the best guy for the Michigan Tech hockey program. We interviewed, I guess, three tech grads. All good, all competent. I guess I won't get into names on them, but yes, we did talk to Cam Ellsworth. Cam, I had a great relationship, and I think Cam's comment to me is, if I were to do this for anybody, Joe, I'd do it with you. I coached him for 2 or 3 years in juniors, close friends, intimate friends with Wally and Karen, with his family, with him. Love him like a son. He's a great player. We tried everything. The resources were there. Suzanne was great about it. We tried everything to get him to come. But in fairness to him, and I totally understand it, in his eyes, it was a lateral move. And he feels that he felt that he had to get head coaching experience anyways. And I don't even know if I think it's fair to talk about this. We went through the right channels. But he feels he has to get head coaching experience anyways. So why come here for a couple of years and then go someplace and get a head coaching experience before college and versus just staying where he's at, established, getting promoted, a lot of things going on there, and then going and getting a head coaching job from there where he's already recruited the guys he's with and doing all that. So I understood it. I think there were a lot of benefits. We tried to play the card that he was alumni, loves the area. We tried to play the card that he could position himself to be the next guy. We tried to play the card that his wife was from here, and mm-hmm. support staff when he was on the road and doing things was outstanding. And it was hard on him. It was a hard decision. Norm Bazin was fantastic at Lowell, great guy. Classy guy, wonderful guy. I've always loved Norm. He was great in allowing us to go through this process, and ultimately, we weren't able to close it. But I'm extremely happy with the guys we got. Probably Cam would have been a little bit redundant. He would have got us off the boat really well recruiting wise. But being he's a goalie, I'm a goalie. So we were able to make the best of that situation and got a great guy in Chris Brooks that probably fills us out in the coaching aspect a little bit better.
More well-rounded.
Yeah, and more experience as being a head coach. And I really wanted a guy that could come in and do that. And you could just say, hey, listen, what are your thoughts on this? Here's what my thoughts are. And we could just go with it.
Sounds good. Joe, we've got a lot more to talk about. We can't wait. You still have time to get your questions in. I see more of you are sending them in. It's DJ@themix93.com. And get those questions in. We'll start our questions later on in the hour here on Mix 93 WKMJ. Welcome back here. Joe Schott is in our studio, and we are talking about Michigan Tech hockey. The new head coach is with us. He has his staff now complete and is ready to move forward through the rest of this summer offseason, getting ready for the season come up. But there's so many questions. We'll wait till after the next break to get to some of our questions. But just personally, Joe, things going good as far as getting settled with the family and everything?
Yeah, we're looking at homes here. We got a couple to look at tomorrow night. We're excited. We're excited. Biggest thing is right now with Laura is getting her work situation straightened out. She's in the school system, retirement system, and so we're trying to maintain that. So, you know, for the retirement system, you know, all that works with healthcare down the road and things like that. So working that's the situation, but it'll take care of itself at some point. And we're settling. We're getting excited.
Can we get to a couple of the questions now, Joe?
Yeah, let's do.
Okay. Questions can still be sent in at DJ@themix93.com. And first question for Joe Schott is, how concerned are you, Coach, with the goaltending situation? Based on last season's start, it was a little bit of a slow start. Angus came in and was injected into the starting role. Winches and Carroll got the starts earlier on in this season. Redmond is gone. Winches is gone. Is Carroll right now presumed starter, or how do you look at that goaltending rotation?
Well, Devils certainly get his opportunity to go out. He's had some games in, and I talked about it, I think last time we were on the air. Things could have gone a lot different last year with Devin. He ended up being 1-3 record wise. Easily could have been 3-1. We were at Duluth early in the year, second game I believe of the year, and had a lead in the third, gave up two late ones, and so that game went against us. Then at Michigan, had a lead late. And then let in, and then we ended up tying it late, and then won it in overtime against us. Michigan did, I believe they won it, or maybe that game ended a tie. Right. I don't recall what it was. So there was that opportunity there. So Devin was close last year, and then it got to the point. I think that Michigan game, being at Michigan, being in Ann Arbor, you know that place always had a heartstring with Mel. You know, it was immediately after that we were playing Northern and we went with Angus. It was the pressure was on to do something different. So he'll get a chance, and he knows that, and he's working hard at it, and he's a tremendously athletic goaltender. He's just got to work for him. You know, I was a goalie, I understand it. It's just got to work. You got to get in there and you got to do the job and make it work. So he'll get a chance, and we're really excited about Robbie Badoon. He's a goaltender, and we still have not resolved the third goaltending position yet. In all honesty, we're waiting on some NCAA final readings on a couple of goaltenders to make a final decision. So I think I've got it down to three right now, and then two of them have their information submitted to the NCAA. But as people can understand, there's a lot of athletes in a lot of sports right now that have information submitted to the NCAA to try to get a determination so that they can be eligible to play, you know, in fall sports. So we're waiting to get a final read. Reese Edwards is checking on that every day to find out where it's at, and I anticipate having a chance to make it. But, you know, we have a money crunch issue, so part of what goes into it also is goalies that can come in on very, very limited, if any, resources with scholarship, no scholarship money being available. So that plays into it. But I think we have some good candidates that can compete and hopefully fill the process and get better. So Right now, we have Devin and Robbie Badoon coming in, and I won't talk too much about players, but there's